This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hello. Hi. La, la, la.
Oh, boy. Am I glad to be here?
Yeah?
Almost wasn't here.
Really?
Almost wasn't here.
What happened?
Called the sex lines with Brother Larry.
That was yesterday's show.
She says, "Who's Rodney?"
You still remember that from yesterday.
No, my mind is going a million miles an hour.
Yeah, I know that when I came down here, not 5 minutes ago, you walked into the studio. Normally, you get here a little early.
I thought I was going to be late today. Here, I'll sum this up for you real fast and we can move on with the show. Mm-hmm. Partly my stupidity, partly I want to give a shout out to a company who I really believe in. Okay. First, what idiots we are in my house. I got home last night. I said to Janet, I saw in her car outside her TomTom or whatever it is, uh-huh. The thing for her job, the little GPS screen, right. It was lit up.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you were going to say that she plays the drums.
Like Matthew McConaughey.
Yes. A floor TomTom or a regular TomTom?
No, you know, it's whatever it is, Mike. It's
GPS. Then, of course, there's that, you know, my favorite group of the 80s, the Tom Tom Club.
Dude, I was a member.
And I like his cabin.
That's not Tom Tom.
A different Tom.
Anywho.
Yes. So you're looking in the back. What is that, a GPS unit?
No, when I got home last night, and she's got it on the front of her car for her job.
Right.
Tell her wherever she's got to go to sell whatever widget she sells. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Hey, that thing is on." And she said, "Right, I'll go turn it off." And then about 30 minutes later, I said, "Hey, that thing is still on." And she said, "I'll get to that. You know, it's got a thing that turns itself off.
Huh.
It'll be okay."
Okay.
Got up this morning. You know, no need to leave the house until right before work. Right. She's got an appointment this afternoon with her business. She goes out to the car, and it's the old click, 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 click.
Dead battery.
So she comes in, and she says, "I need to jumpstart the car because of Tom Tom." Mm-hmm. I said, "Perfect. No problem, my lady." We go to, we're lucky enough, we have three cars. I have two cars. She has one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's hear it. We're three car family.
You've earned it.
Hurry for three.
You've earned it.
You're a funny man. So we go to my car, uh-huh. not the SUV, and I say, "Give me 1 second," and click, 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 and I'm like, "Hold on, what the?
Your car too?
Yeah, click, 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 click,
wow.
Click.
Man, like, that would fill me with instant paranoia. Yeah.
That's what I thought. How? And I immediately jumped out of my car and I went. Accusingly towards Janet, and I said, "What'd you do to my car?" And she said, "I did not do a thing to your car."
Is that the one you drove home last night?
Yeah.
All right.
She said, "What car did you take to work yesterday?" I said, "That one." Uh-huh. She said, "Well, I didn't touch it, Buster." So as I'm looking around the car for clues, I see that for whatever reason, I was cleaning out a bunch of garbage when I got home last night. It was one of those things, dogs barking, girlfriend talking, looking at mail, walking in through the garage.
You mean you get that before you even get out of your car?
Yeah, well, the dogs, the garage doors open up, so the dogs can come out and greet me and jump on me, and I like it.
Of course.
And I go through the mail, and anyway, I was cleaning out some crap in my car, and it turns out I left the lights on in the back of the car, and you wouldn't think that would make the battery go
it will.
But it did.
It can do it very quickly.
Now we're down to just one good battery.
Wow. Man, what are the odds of that both of you would be dead in the water?
So, no problem. No problem here at all.
Uh-huh. You've got another powerful engine.
We've got my car. This is at about 1:45. We've got the SUV. Uh-huh.
And you deserve it.
And start that baby up, and Mike, that baby starts like nobody's business.
Sure.
Good.
Here's the problem. I said, "God damn. Where are the jumper cables at?"
Oh, I've lived that just a couple of days ago. Huh.
She said, "Did you bring them back from the beach?" And I said, "Did you tell me to bring them back from the beach?" And it was at that moment.
Pixie.
I remember.
Pixie.
She said to me, because we had to jump a car at the beach about a month ago. At the beach with my brother Larry about a month ago. She said, don't forget to bring them. So now, stuck.
You're jumperless.
Now I'm going door to door in my neighborhood. You know, knocking on doors. Anybody home.
Got any cables?
So, got them, called Rob, jumped the car, got out of my house at 2:11 p.m. Uh-huh. So Janet's got her car to go to work.
Good.
I got my car running. Everything is cool.
You'd think.
On my way to work, here's the company I wanted to give the shout out to, and then we can move on.
Oh, good.
If you're thinking about dying, I want you to go to Sunrise Assisted Living.
All right,
because
I will.
Because the way they drive their vans, where they transport people who are still living, it's like the guy that's driving the van is dead. It was the worst. It's my own fault for being late. But it's one of those things that gets piled on when I'm there.
Did he have a crew of senior citizens with him?
He sure did.
All right.
And I was on a one-lane, you know, two-lane road, but with a double yellow line. Uh-huh. Impossible to pass. Speed limit 35.
Right.
Most people do about 45, maybe 50. This guy was doing 22 miles an hour.
Of course. Oh, my God.
He's going crazy.
And all I could see.
And on Friday, that shouldn't be allowed.
Right. All I could see in the background were all of the, in the background, facing me from the back window, were all of the heads, like big bobble doll heads of big fake white wigs bouncing up and down.
Right.
Anyway, Sunrise Assisted Living.
There they are.
Salute.
When we slow down, we're going to go see them as well.
Right. You got to be dead. Seriously. I mean, I felt like a jerk beeping at the guy,
I know.
But I did.
Right.
When I finally worked my way up to the point in line where I was behind the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you always get to the point like on one of those roads when a couple of people finally say, well, screw it, and they turn around and go the other way.
Right.
And you think, well, it's six of one, half dozen of
the
other. You get to that point when you think, okay, now I got you. Look at, and at that point, he starts going, 34.
Yeah, he starts inching up because that's all he wants to do is make sure you're in back of him.
That's right.
But
others.
Anyway, it was a terrible inconvenience. And look, now I've taken 6 minutes out of your important day.
Entertaining, though.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, for us.
Mike is entertaining. Mike, who did you meet?
Don, it's interesting you bring that up. I, unlike you, had a very relaxing pre-show because I got to the Rockville area early. And as I'm often wont to do when I'm cruising around early, I love cars. And there are so many car dealerships around here that I like to go look at cars. And I've been looking for a used exotic car lately. And I decide that I will go buy a – I don't really have the amount of time where I'm going to be, you know, serious about it. But I like to go and look at stickers and windows and then get going. And
you see, the guy from Sunrise – excuse me for one moment.
Yes, go ahead.
The thing is, I wanted to get to work on time. It's my fault. I at least wanted to go the speed limit. This road is like 7 miles long. And this corpse was driving 22 miles an hour.
Did you feel that you didn't get enough of that expressed before? Did you feel that you needed to follow up, that you hadn't expressed it adamantly enough?
Apparently not, Mike.
I mean, is there...
Apparently not.
Because I'm going to make you happy with this.
Okay.
Is there any more? Because I want you to get the poison.
I'm having a hot flash.
I want to get the poison out of your system my wonderful story of joy.
Okay, all right,
It's a story of joy.
Okay, I'm ready for
it. It's a joyful...
Lay it on me,
it's
please.
A joyful story. So I go in and... I'm intimidated. I seriously am when I go to these places because, you know, it's just that kind of environment that they create. You know, whenever you're going to any kind of like fancy car place, you feel intimidated, you know. And in fact, you go to any car place, you feel intimidated,
Absolutely. Any
new car place, and you don't want to be bothered. And then sure enough, right as I'm there, a guy says, hey, can I help you? And I said, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can show me this. And he said, oh, that's nice. I have no intention of buying it because it's too expensive. And I mentioned to him, as I'm often wont to do with car dealers, that I'm looking used. And, of course, as soon as he hears that I'm looking used, his whole attitude kind of backs off. And it's kind of a handshake. Well, here's the brochure. Thank you very much. Take it easy. We'll see you soon. It's been so nice to see you. And
I guess, Mike,
he says, what's your name? Yes, go ahead now.
And I promise this will be the last time I interject. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is if you have a loved one and that loved one is near checking out, don't take them to Sunrise Assisted Living because they're going to die en route to whatever bingo game it is they're going to
right.
on a Friday afternoon. God forbid anything should happen to any of those white bobble-headed Liv Sopranos that were in that van.
They might be some wonderful people that they are might, in that might van. Be.
I just am trying to save a life, Mike.
I know you are.
I'm sorry.
You care.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, God, where was I?
You were meeting somebody important.
Thanks for stopping by.
You were at a car place.
I'm shaking
place.
Hands. The guy's real nice. The guy's real nice.
You're at the exotic car place.
Yeah. And I see this car, this new car, that is a gazillion dollars, but I thought it was a gazillion dollars, and so I'm just staring at it. I mean, it's really beautiful. And then he says, well, listen, here's the brochure. Thank you very much. And he says, what is your name? And I give him my full name. In the hopes, you know, even though you're just, you know, you're casual, in the hopes that he might recognize it.
Uh-huh.
And I get the mother load. I don't get the, you know, oh, which is norm. Nine times out of ten, it's going to be, thank you very much, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. O'Mara. Have a nice day.
Uh-huh.
I get the grin from ear to ear, the toothy grin. Uh-huh. An older guy goes, you're the guys. Uh-huh. You're the guys. And suddenly I'm just. Hey, I'm digging it. You know, I'm digging it. I got about 10 minutes to spare. And I'm like, yeah. Well, can I sit in the car now? He says, yeah, you can sit in it. Well, let me sit in it. And as I'm sitting in it, he goes, oh, this must be the big coincidence. Look who's walking right over there.
Who was it?
And there before my very eyes, for the first time in quite some time,
yeah.
was the man that we have spent more time talking about on this show than any other local radio personality. Oh. I'm talking, of course, about H.J. Harvey Joel Fisher.
Hey, Jack Diamond.
And
who's my radio name, Mike? Jack Diamond of the morning.
And there is that moment.
Yeah.
And I decide to seize the moment.
Good.
And I said, well, you need to sell this man this car because I'm going to get going. And I jump out and I get his. He's got a laugh, which is kind of that. And it's a wonderful greeting. It is actually a nice greeting. It is not awkward. It is not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It is as though two old graybeards have, you know, finished whatever venom they had. And, you know, we had a bit of a war with him years ago. But you know what? You know, with everything that's transpired, things have softened a little bit.
Right.
And he wanted me to convey his very best to you. He was very concerned about saying hello to you. And we chatted for a while. And
yeah,
it was actually,
you
know something? It was actually more pleasant than when I worked for him, which he understands as well.
Sure.
And he still brings that up about how bad a time it was for him when I worked for him. And you know what? I'm done with that. I at that moment, I was done. It was actually, you know, I got the same kind of greeting that I would get from Donnie Simpson.
Wow.
You know, it was the full handshake that goes to the hug. It was one of those deals right there. And I left feeling ambivalent. No, I left feeling I left feeling great joy.
Oh,
feeling great joy.
Yeah, that's good.
And really believe that car dealer guy is some sort of good luck charm. He just brought me great joy that all is peaceful and right with the world. And I left and did not buy a car from him.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey,
I couldn't if I wanted to.
Mike O'Mara. What a shock. It's Jack Diamond in the morning. It's I'm in the morning here. We're looking at cars in the same place.
Isn't that amazing? Shake, shake, hug, hug.
Thank you.
How are you?
Thank you.
You know, I mean, there was a time when I would have maybe hid.
Yeah.
I would have, like, not wanted him to see me. And
avoided.
I certainly, I would, you know what the greeting would have been? The greeting would have been, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. All right. Take care. And I would have been out of there. But no, this was a,
this
was kind of warm and fuzzy.
This, unfortunately, is one of the good things that happens with death. That and I mean that seriously, that when Frieda passed away, when he came to Frieda's service, he was very nice. And I told you at that
point. I passed that along to him.
And at that point, I'd have a hard time, you know, jumping on him like we used to.
Did you know that at that particular time, I was not particularly nice to him? I was, you know, trying to be. I don't know what I was trying to be that particular that week for you, but I was trying to be maybe like a security guard, and I there were
right.
a couple of people that I was not exactly warm and fuzzy with, and so we talked about that, and that's what, you know, he's
thank you.
He wanted to pass along.
But even with all of that, even having said all of that,
yes.
Mike, let's not forget that maybe with all the Harvey Joel Fisher stories, the best was when we were just banging on him,
right.
banging on him, banging right. on him. And he calls Ken Stevens, the general manager, to complain. Ken comes in to us and says, do you believe this guy? And then he showed up at the studio.
He did.
And he brought us a Q107 coffee mug.
Mm-hmm. Couple of them.
Right.
And he said, why don't we just stop this?
Right.
And
right.
We said, are you nuts?
And we kept it going.
We said, yes, are you nuts?
It's a long-running feud.
You're Jack Diamond in the morning. My God, you stink worse than yesterday's cancerous diapers. Yeah.
Wow.
The worst kind.
See, I thought you'd. Oh no, that now I know how that works. I thought you'd soften on him. Are we going back to the feud now? Or
oh no. Listen, Mike. As a human being,
yes,
I think I can respect him on many levels now.
Right.
His show, please.
Right.
Still, like from ICU.
I see. It's like perhaps the bus that was in front of you.
That's right.
And there it is.
Full circle.
It goes around full circle.
The circle of life. Have we even started the show today? No, we've not.
No.
Technically not. Kind of a loose and crazy Friday. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Wayne from Baltimore. Hey, Don, I can totally sympathize with you on that van, driving behind that van. I'm one of those SOBs that drive one of those. And
how you doing, Otto? Huh.
Well, no, I'm not Otto, but the reason I just wanted...
We know you're not Otto. He was making a little joke, hey,
Otto.
Very little, yes. But the thing is...
Bye!
Sorry.
Stain.
That's not how you make friends.
The guy driving the bus, though, wasn't like Otto from The Simpsons.
No. Was he an older guy himself?
Yeah, he was ready for death himself.
I've always wanted, like in one of my next jobs, to be a shuttle bus driver for Pinehurst, where they have the golf club.
Oh, right.
Where you go, this was this guy's job.
Well, reach for the stars.
The Pinehurst Golf Club is less than a quarter of a mile from the Pinehurst Hotel, and this guy goes back and forth and takes golfers.
That's what he does?
Takes them in the morning and then takes the drunk golfers back in the afternoon.
How old was the driver of this bus you were behind today?
Oh, at least 60.
Do you think maybe they stole the bus?
Not a chance.
And they were like off on a joyride?
You want to go to Springfield Mall?
Exactly. That's where all they go to walk.
They're driving up to Boston for the start of the ALCS.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
How you doing?
Very well.
The bus driver and the bus, Sunrise.
Yeah.
Buzz might remember this story. These were the same guys that killed all the people in the bus out in Texas, caught on fire.
Oh, well, let's give them some good pub.
Are you sure it's the same company?
Same company. They're probably told to drive slow these days.
Well, I don't even know the story you're talking about.
I remember the bus. I don't remember the company.
Okay.
Was that right around Katrina?
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was a real pick-me-up.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi there. What's happening, lady?
This is weird. I was actually trying to reach the promotions office, and this is the number they gave me.
Oh, this is the promotions office. Yeah, welcome to the promotions office. How can we serve you? Hi, lady.
Oh, Don, if you could serve me.
Wow.
Ooh. Oh, I would serve you, darling. I would serve you a meat platter.
Wow. Would you?
Yes, I would.
Da, 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 da.
We actually had a nice, long, passionate kiss a long time ago.
This is always scary, isn't
it? Did we really?
This always stops
nice
the heart.
Nice chatting with you. Thanks for calling.
No, I'll pursue this.
All right.
In what regard did you and I have a passionate kiss?
Well, it wasn't that passionate because you had liquor on your breath, but...
Oh.
It was a nice, sweet kiss.
A sweet kiss.
Man, aren't you the game player?
Oh, wait. Where was it? Where did I kiss you?
It was that, you know. The kiss was on my lips, baby.
I'm hoping it was at a public venue.
It was.
Of course it was. Where was it?
I don't even remember. It was the Baja. It was some, like, Mexican place.
The Baja Beach Club in Baltimore.
Yeah, on the outskirts of Baltimore. We spent another week.
Is that when
we
had the RV?
DMW. You know what? They deleted his name out.
Wow. Wow.
I believe they deleted DMW's name out. Oh, well. What a wacky beginning to this show it is.
What a great gal that was. Terrific. Kiss me.
Oh, memories.
Yeah, you remember you kissed me, but you had alcohol on your breath. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure
did. That's alleged.
Mm-hmm. No, I did. I'm sure. Mike, at that point, when we were doing
I don't remember you. I'm with you at all times during
when
those.
We were up on stage. Mm-hmm. Would we bring women up on stage? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Sure. We'd kiss them on stage.
Come here. Come here, honey. Give me
kiss
some
kiss them everywhere on stage.
Give me some of that sugar.
Kiss them everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, an interesting beginning.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Michael Beck, he's a prick. He likes to suck. Doggies, Oscar Mayer.
You're still living on the Michael Vick thing, huh?
Yeah.
And still haven't been able to shake it.
Yeah.
Why?
Move on.
I asked you a question.
Hello?
Why?
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're about to be overtaken by someone.
Here's some people coming to our rescue, and they just got out of a sunrise van.
Halloween, yep. Halloween. Okay.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Was that your niece Beth checking in?
Yeah, that was my niece Beth. Somebody give that guy a prize. Well, the Halloween spooks.
Look at them.
To start today's show, and I know we're going to have a special guest appearance. Outside my window
frame. Look at that. He's singing like a bird. Luciano. Hasn't missed a beat.
Luciano Pavarotti.
That was great.
I kissed him once.
What did it taste like?
Liquor.
There he goes. Luciano. This is a longer visit than they normally make. Oh, he was almost, you almost got the E above high C.
The Halloween spooks outside my window.
Wonderful. Oh, he's going to hit it now. Hold on to your glasses. Wow, what an extra treat.
Let's do this. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Much more music time. Hello. 322. Pour your love
out on me, baby. Let's start the show.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So that elongated freeform opening.
Oh, no, it's bad. It's real bad.
I thought you would like it.
I'm a real good sex person. I do it all the different ways.
Well, me too.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
My favorite
about
part.
To.
Looks like baby vomit.
Let's hear a story from George Bush.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story.
Okay.
My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are, you're here, they're relatives probably not.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Why, you mother-grabbing Beth?
You have a power, an amazing power.
Yeah, well, what's the time for?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
What the bleep happened here?
Oh, I don't know. Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome. Don and Mike Show, and it's Friday, everybody. Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-36. 36. Hello there, Donna Mike Show. What's up?
I was just making some popcorn.
Oh, my God.
You should see the face Mike just made.
Happy
you
know, Friday.
Really? I've reached it. I have officially reached it.
You're not hungry?
No, I'm not. I don't want any popcorn from Fred Rogers for the 500th time.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, you're the Fred Rogers soundboard guy.
My name is Rocky Balboa.
Now, I think you were passed yesterday by the Hulk Hogan soundboard guy.
Hulk Hogan was great.
No.
Pause while I think about which button to push.
The tie is tied.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby. If you do anything to make me, I might just have to beat your ass. I want to dedicate that little instant dedication to a happy couple, Rob and Carrie Spiewak.
Yay!
We're today celebrating their 11th anniversary.
Right. Really?
And my question is, Rob, did your bride recognize the day?
She barely recognized me.
Oh, come on.
But I tell you. No, I brought her the cards this morning. I woke up. It's a beautiful story, really, because it is our 11th anniversary, and that's really an accomplishment, as anyone will tell
Over
you.
A decade.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And I woke up in bed alone. She had gone to the guest room because I had been snoring. This is fairly common. So I went to my nightstand, and I pulled out the cards. And I went and
a giant jug of Vaseline.
That's right. I got that tip from Rudy Martsky.
Rudy. Uh-huh.
I buy it at the. It's Kirkland Vaseline.
It's the giant atomizer jug.
And so I went downstairs to the guest room, and she was awake with my daughter.
Oh, this
already.
Is on a different level of the house.
Oh,
too.
It's in the basement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's down two flights.
Yep.
Four half flights, but two full flights. Uh-huh. And I said, "Happy anniversary," and she said, "Thank you." And I said, "I have cards for you." And she said, "Oh, I thought we agreed no cards."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Well, we really hadn't said a single word about it, but here you are, and happy anniversary." And I walked away.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "You should come back." And while I read the cards, I said, "I'll be there in a minute."
Isn't that
Jesus.
Romantic?
That is nice.
How isn't romantic that, is that?
Isn't that?
Thank
come
you.
On, give it up. Isn't that romantic?
So no card for you, huh?
You know,
He last night when he was leaving.
We talked it out.
Yeah.
We did.
He said to me, "Do you think I should get?" He said, "I'm going to get the card."
Uh-huh.
He said,
"Target's on the way home, so it's
right.
No big deal."
He said, "I don't think she's going to get the card." I said, "I think she's going to get you a card."
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. He said, "I'm going to trump her either way. I'm going to get a card from the kids."
Right.
And they each got their own cards. Robert's was great. It had bears. Julia's
so
had
you
monkeys.
Took Robert and Julia to get the cards?
No, I bought the cards, but I did spirit them away last night and had them sign them.
Okay.
Because Julia can write nicely. And,
right.
And Robert
right.
can almost write his name now, so it's mm-hmm. cute.
Uh-huh. So but you bought the three cards, one from you and one from your
exactly.
One each from your
each
kids.
From each child, yeah.
I see.
And, you know, Carrie is she's the kind of fun-loving gal that has the box that has, like, cards for any occasion.
Uh-huh. Right.
Already in the house.
At the ready.
Yeah.
Always.
Really? And you know what? It's
did you get one shortly
the
thereafter? Or?
No. That box, that fun-loving box, is kept in the guest room where she slept last night. And yet no card. And I said, what time did I start
snoring?
Well,
here's what I think you need to do. You have said for, like, Valentine's Day, you always talk about the fact that you two get together and decide you're not going to do anything
for each
other.
That's exclusively
Valentine's Day.
Well, but was the conversation ever between you two that you're not going to get each other cards?
She seems to
I thought
think
she
that,
said, I thought we said we weren't going to do that.
Well, she thought that, but I didn't hear it. You think,
you would have liked to get a card. Everything I'm hearing from you is
I would have
you.
Liked to have had a card, but a better gift would have been knowing full and clear that I didn't have to buy a card because I had to stop last night and buy a card.
And will you get a card tonight? Do you guys have anything special planned for this evening?
Are you kidding? No.
You're not going to go, like, to dinner or anything like that?
No. No plans.
You're not going to have will there be any exchange of gifts?
No, there won't be anything. Not from me.
Will there be an exchange of bodily fluids?
Doubtful, considering the portion of the month we're in.
I'll take you out, Ron.
Yeah, thank you.
So
I don't want any of your fluids, Buzz.
So the acknowledgement of your 11-year anniversary, did you do anything special for 10?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
We took a cruise.
Oh, well, see, that's
together.
A big deal.
Together.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Then, you know what? Then maybe it's okay.
Well, hold on.
But the
a
only
second.
Thing that I got out of this leading up to this morning.
You were, but you've got a chip. You earned yourself three chips
on his
with
shoulder.
He's got that. That'll never be knocked off. But the fact is, you've earned some. You can take that
have
and use
I,
it,
or,
file that away.
Or does she not care?
Yeah, she might not care, but in an argument,
is
you
it
can use
better at money?
Mike, yes. Rob and I have had, I swear to God, this exact argument,
right,
where I've played devil's advocate with him, and that's where he comes back with, it's Confederate money, because he really thinks she doesn't care, that they could be in a heated argument, and when he wants to throw the dagger, mm-hmm, he could say, ah, but I got you cards, and I remember their anniversary, and he's told me already that these arrows will just bounce off her. Mm.
She won't even be fazed.
I don't think she'll care.
But how could she not care if you're using it in an argument,
Mike,
though?
Mike, Rob, turn away, please.
Of course. You want me to leave the room for a moment?
Just for a moment.
Okay.
Right. Rob will be right back.
Because I love him. He's my best friend.
He's got his headphones on. Is that really leaving the room?
Hey, leave your headphones here.
That's not really leaving the room. That was, what, do you think we were going to ignore that trick?
I could fool you.
Leave for a moment.
Good trick. God.
It's a loveless marriage.
Okay. Yeah, but even in the most loveless marriage, you have, like, things I do and things you do.
You go through the
motions. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you know, like, she'll say, for example, you could have at least acknowledged the fact that I was wearing this thing to your whatever event it is. And he could say, well, don't you remember when I got you an anniversary card and you didn't even acknowledge that you had an anniversary?
You don't know the pile that she has on Rob.
So she can come back with 400 different things.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, you're right. Well, listen to him.
Yes.
Okay.
He doesn't tone it down it up for the radio.
But don't you think a chip is a chip is a chip?
I here's the thing. Yeah, come on in. I think it's a chip, but I think it's a worthless chip. I think it's like going to Atlantic City and laying down a chip that you bought at CVS.
Okay.
And having them say, right, this is no good.
Well, then where are we with this?
Where are we? We'll see.
I mean, what good can... I mean, do you
She'll
think...
probably buy a card today knowing what happened this morning.
Right.
But, at what, you know, so...
But she won't, like, make you something you really like for dinner.
Like alone? So make me alone.
And he doesn't mean alone, L-O-A-N.
He means like by himself.
A-L-O-N-E. Right.
No, we'll see what happens. She had a busy day. She had some shopping to do, and we'll see. And then there's a busy weekend.
Was there anything else she needed to do today?
Well, she had a quick appointment with Robert this morning.
Right.
Okay, you know, got Julia off to school.
You're
and then
him now.
Target.
You're baiting him.
Yeah, but she'll
anything
probably,
else that's on her agenda
I'm
for
sure
today?
After a busy morning, she'll get a nap.
Thank you.
And
thank you for giving
and
me
the
what
time,
I was fishing for.
The time of the nap is precious because it has to be balanced between the judge shows. And there's so many of them now.
Uh-huh. How many judge shows does she watch?
All of them. There's Judge Alex, who is very good.
Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy.
Judge Maria Lopez.
Does she watch Texas
Justice? And
there's
a gay judge now, too.
Does she watch Texas Justice?
If she could find it, she'd watch it. Thank God she doesn't know how to program the TiVo. It would be all judge shows.
Oh, man. You and your LM.
LM?
Don't worry about it. It was something we were discussing before.
Oh, I was asked to leave the
room.
Right. I hadn't any
Don
headphones.
Don explained it to me.
All right. I see.
Right.
Anyway, happy anniversary.
Yeah.
And
happy,
you know,
LM.
I'm going to have to work on that because all I can think of is Larry Michael.
No.
No, it's
no,
not it.
No.
No.
It's all right.
Happy anniversary, Carrie. I know you're not listening.
Who was the little short guy in Wild Wild West? Who was the dwarf in Wild Wild West, the original Wild Wild West?
Oh,
what was the character's name?
Oh, Dr. Lovelace.
Oh, I understand now. Thank you.
See, that's all
a nice clue.
All right.
But there's love here.
Well, I'm. Where's their love?
I'm very fond of her.
Where's the love? There's fond here.
I've grown
fondness here.
After 11 years. What is that? That's 121, isn't it? 121, 122 months?
I'm usually out of the marriage before I have to count.
Who counts like that except someone in prison?
That's right. Prisoners.
Do you have like the little, you know, scrapings next to your bed?
I do.
You know, where you count the days?
There's lots of scrapings everywhere in my house.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the one big slash.
Right. Hash marks. You'll pardon the expression, Buzz.
I don't
but,
mind at all.
All I know is that after all this time, I have grown extraordinarily accustomed to her.
That's
I love her.
And she you.
Well.
You love her. You ass, you love her.
Of course.
Oh, you do love her.
I do.
And she loves you.
I know. It's just we have sort of an arrangement.
What would that be?
Well, apparently right now it's that she thinks she told me not to buy a card. I buy a card and she doesn't buy
a card.
Well,
let me ask you this.
All right.
When you presented her with the card,
mm-hmm,
was the reaction negative?
Trisha, no, she was
I thought
pleased.
We were, she was pleased.
Oh, good.
Well, of course. Well, who wouldn't be pleased
you
with the
gotta
card?
You got to thank you. But you didn't hang out to... What?
I came back.
You left before she
could read
open the cards?
I came back.
When?
Why didn't you leave in the first?
But Mike, LM.
LM.
Think LM, and it's the
Where did you go? How long were you away?
I had to step away. The TV wasn't on. I'd like to have the TV on in case something's happening. It's the first thing in the morning.
Right, right.
10 minutes after 7, and if I don't start the Today Show,
sure.
I'll never catch up. Because, you know, they move at a breakneck speed.
They do. Lightning fast.
And also, Julia was in there with her. I didn't leave her alone.
Right.
Julia was in there with her, counting out her Tooth Fairy money, because the Tooth Fairy visited our home last night.
Oh, congratulations to Julia.
Yes, I think it was $2.71.
Ah, very good.
Is that good? Is that about keeping up, right?
$2.71?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
sure.
a good thing.
So, the Tooth Fairy was very, the Tooth Fairy left a note.
All right. On this, on the chance, what do you give the odds that you will be, the percentage odds, that you will have some sort of pleasant surprise tonight or this weekend?
Give the whole weekend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd say 70%.
There's 70% you're going to get something. Something will happen that'll please you.
Maybe it's something as small as I don't have to go to the picnic that we're planning on going to on Monday, but that would Sunday.
See, Mike, you're,
that would be a great pleasant surprise.
But that would be a good surprise anyway. Are you asking about if there's going to be
an anniversary-related surprise?
Anniversary-related surprise.
Well, then it drops.
What does it drop down to?
About 46%.
Okay. So you're telling me there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
Will you come in and tell us if something? If she does something nice,
I'll call
you. Okay, very
good. I'll send you an IM.
Please do. Please do.
No, I'll email you is what I'll do.
I would like the under on that 46, please.
You wouldn't?
I would.
All right. We'll see. You think it's done now?
I think it's 0% chance that there's anything that she says or does.
And there was something telling is when when I said to Robert this morning, you should go down and wish your mother happy anniversary. And he did, because he remembered signing the card. And I explained that, you know, don't tell her that we're doing these cards because we'll surprise her in the morning. You know, kids love that.
Right.
And so he went down and wished her happy anniversary. And then she said, isn't there something you'd like to tell your dad? And he said, yeah, daddy, it's mommy's anniversary.
Oh.
So in their eyes, it's mommy's holiday.
It's mommy's special day. Well, that's the way they've been conditioned.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's telling.
It's very very clever boys.
A lifetime of fondness.
Don and Mike show.
We're quite compatible. And like your brother and Marnie, Carrie and I share common interests.
We're quite compatible.
Very much so. For example, we have two children together, and we look at television.
There you go. That's everything. Right
Last
there.
Night, we watched a whole slate of television together. All that NBC stuff and CSI.
Boy, eHarmony.com.
And then
you
off to bed until I snored, and then she was down to the
guest room. If you were on any of those dating services, they'd put you right together.
Yeah, it would have to be a radio ad. I'm not sure you'd want my face on that.
Hello, Don and
Mike. About putting a sign in my yard.
You'll breed and watch television.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to everybody.
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Still in Vegas. I just had a question. A couple comments for Rob. Number one, congratulations to you and Carrie.
Thank
my
you.
Wife and I are also married 11 years, not today, but it is a big deal.
Thank you.
Now in the Aryan fashion, is that two Sieg Heils together to make 11 years?
Oh, no. See, that's where you lose it, my friend.
See, what's he doing?
He's playing your note.
Not the time for the note.
I know. Sometimes it's not appropriate for the note.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Really? I hadn't
Hey,
noticed.
Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a comment for Robbie. You know why you didn't get an anniversary card this morning, don't you?
Why?
Where is she going to find one that says, thanks for another year of beating my butt?
Yeah. There
I think
you go.
Carlton Card makes that one.
Carlton
you
Card.
You can't get that at Hallmark, but Carlton makes that
one. Could you do that with the program at home, with the Hallmark program
sure.
at home?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it seems to me the 11th year is a little different, especially after you did a cruise
right.
for your 10th year anniversary.
That Hello. Was great.
Hey, mm-hmm. Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Hello.
I think I got her card then, too, though.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Rob, listen, man, I've been married 18 years. Great story last year. The morning of my anniversary, my father calls me. He says, hey, man, happy anniversary. And I went, what? And he's like, hey, happy anniversary. I'm like, God, it's my anniversary? And I had to think about it. So I knew my wife didn't know. So I went and immediately sent flowers to the house, right? So I get home that afternoon, and she had no idea it was our anniversary. I got her. I mean, it was awesome.
And that's what it's about.
Did you ever stop and think maybe your dad was wrong?
No, man, I had to think about it. And then when I realized the date, I was like, damn, he's right.
You know, if your father's a certain age, you might have gotten a call the following day that said, happy anniversary.
But I think we can all agree, as this guy said, that is a great story.
Yeah. Terrific. I thought there would be an ending to it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The marriage continues.
There will be.
Right. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Radio gods, how are you?
Hi there, what's up?
I hate to change the pace from this fascinating discussion of anniversaries.
Come on, yeah. Go ahead.
I want to tell you, though, that the road to the Super Bowl goes through Green Bay, Wisconsin. I tried to get you last week for 2 days. I had 3 extra tickets on the 50-yard line to the Bears-Packers game, and I wanted to invite you to go.
When, I have a question. I'm Mr. Geronimo's social secretary.
Stalker says
would
what?
You have been at the game with him?
Yes, I would have.
Let me check his schedule. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
59. That was last weekend. That would have been, he's doing charity work. That would have been a no.
But wait a minute.
Maybe next weekend, Carrie will come up to me and say, you know, I had a card for you maybe on the 12th.
Maybe you could make it more appealing.
Yeah, you know, that's, well, hold on,
the
foul.
The thought of going to a game with a listener, perhaps.
It's shallow at this point
it's
anyway.
This is a foul. He's calling and saying, hey, I had 3 tickets for you. How do we know if he had 3 tickets for you?
Listen to me, Don.
No, I'm not going to listen to you. I think you're a cheater.
Yeah, I think it's a lie.
I think you're a liar.
Look, I'm telling you, I was with Don Majkowski, and you would have been there. And if you want to go to the Cowboys game,
who's Don Majkowski?
He used to be a quarterback with the Packers before Brett Favre.
So now this guy's lying about the fact that he's with a quarterback?
Would you like me to get Majkowski on the phone?
Don Majkowski?
Yeah, would you like me to get him on the phone?
Would you?
Well, let me just say, I don't really even at this point have a reason to fight this guy.
I don't.
There's always a reason.
Hold on. Shut up for a second. You're fighting him, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, but why are you fighting him?
I don't care about fighting
him. No, I mean, let me.
It's fun. That's right. It's just fun.
Let me offer this. If you really think that you could get Don to go to the Cowboys game, why didn't you call up this time and say, hey, how would you like to go to the upcoming game?
It's the Packers-Bears, he was saying.
Yeah, instead of saying, hey, I missed you, and you could have gone.
Friend, let's handle this let's handle this like men. I can tell. Hold on a second. I can tell that not only do you and I live in similar circles, we're men of similar tastes. Yes, how soon could your Gulfstream be here to pick me up? Mine's busy.
All right, Don. In all fairness, that's a fair comment. I was frustrated.
It sure is, ass. Because what am I going to do? Get in my car and drive for a day and a half to Chicago to go to a game?
Back in time.
Just to prove to you my bona fides on this, your son and my son went to school together in Bethesda.
Oh, my God.
You have been to my house. You don't know me very well, but you have been to my house. I am a diehard Packers fan. I'm going to extend the invitation to you if you would like to go to the Dallas
game. I don't know how to tell you this, but I know who your son is, and I'm pretty sure that my son said that everybody else said your son was queer.
Now you're treading on thin ice.
Hey, friend, I got news for you, friend. I really don't have a freaking idea who you are.
I know you don't, and you don't want to do this on the radio, but I'm just telling
you. You're right.
You called us on the radio.
It was the only way I was going to get a hold of you.
That's so not true.
Put me on hold.
No.
I'll tell you.
Why would I want to do anything with you? I don't know you.
I extended the offer. That's the best I can do.
Well, I'm spurning the offer.
Pardon me?
I'm spurning and shunning your offer.
I'm a little upset. I'm disappointed. But what can you do? I did the best I could.
I'm a little afraid, frankly. I'm going to have to go through my son's yearbooks and find out which creepy kid looks like he might have a creepy dad.
I wish I could give you another clue. All I can tell you is you've been to my house. Pardon me?
No, we didn't say anything. I was just going,
What was it, for a parent, teacher, like, or at work?
No. It was for a bar mitzvah.
For a bar mitzvah?
Yeah. Right, there you go. So you get to go with a Jew to a Packers game. It'd be a lot of fun.
Hey, well, was that the one where you... You got the services when you went and performed at it?
No. It's the one where we all did your mother as a little fun event.
Wow, took a turn.
Listen, you want to play hardball? I can play hardball.
Oh,
all I'm saying is,
listen, I tell you what, I'm taking my Gulfstream to hell this weekend. How would you like to join me? I have two seats on the 50-yard line.
Pardon me?
Hey, do you have season tickets for the Packers?
No, I don't.
But you have access to the games anytime you want to go?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's very nice, and it's very wonderful of you to think of me, but you certainly must be a horse's ass to think that I would go to a public men's room with you.
Now, listen, you weren't first on my list, okay? I'm just telling you.
Well, I didn't ask you to call.
I wound up with 3 extra tickets. I know you're a big Packers fan.
Well, give them to charity, then.
Give them to charity.
Well, I thought I was by giving them to you, but what can you do?
Okay. Well, no, wait a minute. But this is moot because he had them. This is a game that has already transpired. This is still not fair.
I got him for Dallas, too.
For what?
When's the Dallas game?
November 29th.
Okay, but I wouldn't go. Where is the game at? Dallas?
Yes, it's at Dallas.
Okay, how do I get to Dallas?
They do have airplanes to take people there.
Why would I fly to a city where I don't know anybody to go to a game with a guy who I don't know?
Well, are you from this area too, sir?
Yes.
Well, maybe you two could drive down together.
I don't think so. But it's an offer. If you're interested, the offer remains open. I'm that kind of guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's pull the curtain back. This is Jerry Seinfeld.
Many of you wonder why I lead the sheltered life that I do and why I'm generally afraid of people and personal information and stuff getting out. This guy's the reason right here. How you doing, friend?
Listen, I've been very upfront about it. I didn't disclose anything. I can promise you'd have a great time. And if you want Mikowski on your show,
I can promise you I wouldn't have a great time. My kid graduated high school 5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Yes, your son did. Yeah.
Yeah, and so did yours, right?
Yes, he did. Yes.
So we should at that point we should part. It was a great time at the bar mitzvah.
Part ways.
But goodbye forever.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything that would interest anyone else on the show?
That's about it. All I can offer are Packers tickets. I can't do better than that. But does it get any better than that?
He was talking to you.
That's why I didn't say anything.
That's right.
I can't imagine. The opening 45 minutes of the show today has been pretty exceptional, in my humble opinion.
Are you going to the game this weekend?
Are you going to Lambeau this weekend?
Yeah, I'm riding my unicycle to Wisconsin. Yeah, you know me. I'm a jet setter. Constantly. I'm flying to Green Bay for the game. Of course I am. That's the type of man I am.
Listen, you want to go to a Packers game, anytime you want to go, I'd love to take you.
Starver says what?
You heard me.
Starver says what?
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye. Pound sand.
Pleasure speaking with you.
You called me. I didn't call you. Christ,
I know.
And you know, you think you don't get this type of riffraff if you send your kid to a private school, right?
Especially that private school.
That one. He's just,
God damn.
He just is not leaving.
No, I'm not. I'd like to be hung up.
You can
on
make
it.
All the money in the world and still be an asshat.
Oh, Mike, may I say one thing to you, Mike?
No, you may not. Excuse me. You asked me, you said, may I say one thing to you? And I said, no, you may not.
Well, then can I just do it anyway?
No.
Permission?
No.
I will just tell you, listen, whatever it is you're saying, thank you, I guess, for the opportunity. You don't strike me as someone I remember from when my son went to high school. Maybe if you're a regular listener of the show, and obviously you are, you know that I don't fraternize with listeners, and I kind of value my privacy, and I really wish that you would just forget any memory that I was ever in your house, because it meant absolutely dick squad douche to me, as you do. But thank you very much, Mr. Friggin' Big Time.
What do you mean, Mr. Big Time? What's the big time? Why are you insulting me about this? I was just trying to be a nice guy.
God, you dick. Seriously.
And I'm really not a dick, honest. But you know what? I don't take anything you
say.
Hey,
if you ever want Don Mikowski on your show, hey, I got the tickets.
I only said that to just establish the fact that I wasn't BSing you. That's all.
Hey, jerk off. If I want tickets, I'll go to StubHub.
That's Mr. Jerk off.
And if I want tickets, if I want to buy tickets, I'll go to StubHub.
Yeah, well, I wasn't talking about buying tickets. If I wanted you to buy tickets, I'd sell you mine.
Well, if you want them, if you don't want to buy tickets, why don't you pop for the airfare too?
No, I'm not that nice a guy.
I charge you my personal appearance fee. I'll go to the game with you, but it'll be $1,000 an hour.
I'll pass, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what my time is worth to someone.
Is it?
Yes, to a paying customer, and that's all you are to me. There's no friendship here.
Listen, take it easy. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Mike, have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Screw off. Father of the year.
See, we identified that early on. That whole thing started with, I had tickets.
Yeah, I wasn't even
friendships
following
are
all
based.
That.
Friendships are based on you. You know,
I wasn't even following all of that.
You give tickets to somebody. Here's the deal. This is for anybody that has tickets. Okay, if you have tickets and you know somebody, you can ask and say, "Hey, your friends. You know, you've gone out maybe once or twice before. Say, would you like to join us for the game?" Then it's okay. Otherwise, you know what you do in a situation like that. Hey. Would you like to use my tickets? I won't be there.
But here's the thing. Right. I don't know the guy. Some guy calling the show. Seriously.
You don't even know him.
When my kid was in high school, do you know how many bar mitzvahs we had to go to? We went to, gosh, maybe three?
Don't you think Don Mikowski?
No, we must have gone to several. That joke was for Rob.
I like it.
We went to I don't know how many bar mitzvahs.
Don't you think Don Mikowski regrets his association with that guy?
Yes.
Because he's dropping Don Mikowski's name every 5 minutes, and he would do the same with you.
Anyway. How are you anyway?
That was a very interesting first segment.
I sensed him winning you over.
It sure was. Okay, well.
We must break.
We must break. Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you don't want the tickets? Mike, may I say something to you?
It's the one where we ditch your mom. That's the one.
I can get Don Mikowski on the line.
I just thought I'd ask. You know, I didn't ask for it.
Okay. No, and he
enough
just
said,
you know, we didn't want to be his friend.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Let's go, Packers. And let's come back. Oh, we'll talk football, right?
King George.
When we come back with King George. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.